The battle is over. Rhys, a Welsh foot soldier in the army of the Stanleys, who fought for Henry, sits in the shade of an oak tree on Ambion Hill.
King Richard is dead. I can't believe it, even though my own eyes did see it. Even through the din, we could see the battle was turning against Richard. And then he charged. Him and all his knights. Heading for Henry, he was. Looking to end things quick, I reckon. We thought he'd done it too. When Henry's standard fell, we thought that was it. But his men rallied. The charge broke against the wall of pikes, and many of Richard's knights were unhorsed. My Lord Stanley shouts, "In, boys!" And in we ran, stabbing and slashing. And there he was, his horse abandoned in the mire, surrounded, bareheaded, on foot and cursing us as we ran at him. A heavy blow cut down, caught Richard on the head. He went down hard. He didn't get up. My Lord Stanley was there at the king-making. Some say he lifted the crown onto Henry's head. And now, we're to go to Leicester with Richard's body. Tom says we should leave it for the crows.
William Stanley's men, charging in at the vital moment, was the final blow that threw the battle in Henry's favour. The reign of the Plantagenets was over, and the Tudor dynasty was just beginning. You can follow Richard's story in Leicester or discover more about the battle and Henry's legacy at Bosworth Battlefield and other medieval and Tudor locations across Leicestershire.